Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to The John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's showtime.
San Diego,
hitting the airwaves, live in America's finest city.
It's the John Quintero Show.
Woo-hoo, doctor!
San Diego's only sports show with two born and raised San Diegans.
Let's face it, we're the most interactive talk show in Southern California.
Longtime coach and San Diego sports radio legend, John Quintero.
When the roster came out, they're benched. They don't have veterans on the bench right now. You got to have some veterans coming off that bench.
And his young, up-and-coming co-host, Braden Soprano.
It was on me to bring a date, and I didn't. So that's on me, but I still had a good time, Coach.
Why is he always calling me me?
Here is the coach, John Quintero.
Let's play the ball! Let's play the ball! Yeah!
Live and local on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, diving into the 11 o'clock hour. A fun show ahead today, tomorrow, and then we'll be done. Everybody else already done for the calendar year. Everybody will be back in on January 2nd. Coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, legendary voice of the USC Trojans, Pete Arbogast, going to join us. 12:35, Bernie Wilson from the Associated Press. At 1 o'clock, College Football Saturday, we will have Skyler in, and then we'll finish off today's program at 1:35 with Ryan Horvat, our Odyssey Sports betting insider. I want to get to your phone calls. A lot to get to today. Good day yesterday for San Diego State recruiting-wise. Sean Lewis and his staff off and running, did one heck of a job. And if you missed my open, I chronicled what they were able to get done yesterday. They signed 26 players. 15 high school players, 11 college transfers, still waiting on the Colorado tight end Michael Harrison, who had 31 catches for 284 yards and 5 touchdowns for Neon Deion Sanders. The Rivals.com recruiting site ranked San Diego State number one in the Mountain West Conference. 247sports.com ranked the Aztecs second, just behind Colorado State. In my assessment, looking at the recruiting class, it looks like they're going to be, you know, in good shape at quarterback. Looks like they got some guys that can catch the ball. They brought in a total, and that's without Harrison right now. They brought in two high school tight ends, a junior college transfer tight end, and hopefully Harrison signs. Aztecs have not released his letter of intent yet, so that means he probably hasn't signed it. But that would be four tight ends. I think the receivers they brought in, what they have, they're going to be okay in this new system. I think defensive secondary, they did very, very well. Linebackers, okay. Offensive and defensive line, I am a little concerned. I think they're a little bit light in those areas. But those are areas you still got an opportunity to get players maybe, in the spring. They may miss spring ball, but they'll be ready for August training camp. So, if you're an Aztec fan, I think you ought to be pretty happy with what Sean Lewis was able to get done. We're going to get to an MLB free agent hot stove league update here in a minute, but I want to get back to your phone calls. Again, our line, 833-288-0973. Oscar and Camp Pendleton, welcome to the John Quintero Show. Oscar, how are we doing today?
Hey, guys, what's up? Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. See you guys and your family.
Thank you.
But you know what? I think I got an early Christmas present this morning. I am so stoked out. We got a lot of good players yesterday from a new coach. Shit, I'm excited. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm so excited. And you know, it's a gift because I get to save my money, and I believe that we're going to go to a badass bowl game next year. I'll tell you that right now.
I like that attitude, Oscar. Hey, you know what? I think, number one, I think they got some really good players. Number two, I think this staff has come in and been ultra aggressive. They've made a lot of things happen in a short period of time. But you know the other thing I'm excited about? I'm anxious to see the offensive firepower that this team will bring after they figure out their offense and sort some things out and smooth some things out. I think it's going to be a fun Aztec program to watch.
Oh, yeah, I'm saving my money. And then tonight, go Aztecs basketball. Good luck to them. We got a powerhouse team coming in, Stanford. I'll be there. And you know what? Look for me. I'll be dressed up as Santa, so you and me can take a picture together, Coach.
I won't be at the game tonight, but I'll see you before too long out at one of these events.
All right. Well, thank you. God bless you, and have a good one.
Well, thank you, Oscar. I appreciate that phone call from up there at Camp Pendleton. You know, the other – I got to say this, and you know, I want to say a lot of thank yous to a lot of people, and I appreciate everyone up there at Camp Pendleton and out at Miramar and, you know, down at MCRD, I got great respect for the military, incredible respect for the military. But I also want to give a little shout out to some people at the Bailey Jail down in Otay and the Donovan State Prison. Because I've been told by more than one person that, believe it or not, I have a lot of listeners that are in prison and they listen to this show every day. And to you guys and gals that tune in to the John Quintero show, more power to you. Wish you well. And, you know, I appreciate you being loyal to me when you're going through a tough time in your life. But I just want to send my love, my support, and hope everyone comes out of there and I can get a new start in life. But I've been wanting to do that for a while. Thought I'd do it today. Shout out to everyone in the George F. Bailey Jail. And Donovan State Prison, George F. Bailey Jail. My brother actually was the warden of that jail for 5 years as he was wrapping up his career in the San Diego County Sheriff's Department. Let's get out to John in Encinitas. John, welcome to 97.3 The Fan. How you doing today? Oh, we lost John. That's all right, Braden. Let's get to a little baseball talk. I cannot believe, Braden, how quiet it is. I mean, we were talking yesterday, and, you know, 2 days ago you'd hear a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, Bellinger may go here. Matsui may come to the Padres. Yamamoto's doing this and that. Right now, there's absolutely nothing out there, really.
There is nothing. There's absolutely nothing.
It's amazing.
In fact, most of the latest rumors that we have are from, like, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
The only thing that we have that's new is about the Philadelphia Phillies and Yamamoto. Sounds like the pursuit of Yoshinobu Yamamoto is reaching a critical stage, presenting your best offer to the coveted free agent. The Phillies have put in their bid to the 25-year-old Japanese right-hander, according to a report by The Athletic's Matt Gelb. While Philadelphia's offer is currently unknown, the Dodgers are believed to be considering a bid of $250 million to $300 million for Yamamoto, according to LA Times' Jack Harris. Meanwhile, Mets owner Steve Cohen is in the process of making a very serious offer to Yamamoto, per SNY's Andy Martino. So you got a lot of big-time organizations making a very large sum of money bid to Yamamoto, and that's basically where we're at right now.
I'll tell you what, if Yamamoto were to sign with the Philadelphia Phillies, I think he's got as good a chance of signing with the Phillies as I do being the opening day starter for the Padres when they play the San Francisco Giants here to start the next year with me out there on the slab throwing the knuckleball.
I believe that, Coach. I mean, I don't know why I don't think he's going to sign with the Phillies. I think it's going to come down to the two New York teams or maybe Los Angeles, and that'll be it on the whole sequence with Yamamoto. And I'm kind of done. I'm kind of ready for him to finally make a decision on this.
Yeah, he's got till January 4th. I mean, let's get going. I mean, put the offers on the table. You've been to New York. You've been to L.A. You've been, you know, talking to Philadelphia. Let's get rolling.
I agree, Coach. I don't know how much longer these guys have to wait. I mean, I'm sure they like the whining and dining, just like all college players with recruiting and transfer portaling and all that other fun stuff. And sure, it's nice. I mean, I'm sure if we got wine and dined all the time, you would drag the process out as well. But eventually, it's time to just make a decision. Let's move on. It's not rocket science.
How about this? I guarantee you, and I know things can change, and maybe this team isn't giving you what they thought they were going to give you, but you know that he had to have a fairly good idea before he ever came to the States on what team he wanted to play. Now, what does that team want to give him? Are they giving him what he wanted, what he expected, or does he now have to go a different direction? But I think all these guys come over with preconceived ideas. I mean, they're only human.
Yeah, wouldn't you be thinking about like some of the cities you'd like to live in or you'd like to be a part of and some of the organizations that you know are going to be good?
I'd have been thinking about it a year ago. I'd have been doing my homework or having somebody do my homework for me while I was playing.
Exactly. So I don't know what takes them so long. I mean, obviously it's a lot of negotiating for the agents and stuff like that, but I think it's time to make a decision. Let's move on, Coach.
Maybe they're arguing over if he's going to get a suite on the road and how many home game tickets he's going to get.
Yeah, maybe that's the that's the big hang up. He's trying to see if the organization's going to give him the most on that.
Yeah, he wants to make sure he's got a suite with that seats 20 and they provide the food so he doesn't have to pay for the food.
Exactly. <Huh? laughs> That's good stuff, Coach.
All right, what else we got?
That's it.
All right, how about Tyler in San Diego then? Tyler, welcome to 97.3 The Fan. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the call.
I was just going to say that not only did Ohtani, change the scope of baseball by the way he plays, but with that contract, he changed the scope of everything. That's why no one wants to make a deal. Because he can live off $2 million for however long. Anyone can live off $2 million, and all of his money's going to the end of his contract, so you can get extra stars. So why wouldn't every other team do that?
Well, they could do it. The players may not want to buy into it. Ohtani, you got to remember, Tyler, he's making $40 to $50 million not even being on the field. I mean, he's walking around right now with $40 and $50 million going into his bank account because his name's Shohei Ohtani and all of his endorsements. So, but he also wants to win. I mean, I think even when he came from Japan, he made it pretty much. No, he's over. He wants to win championships. And last week when he had his press conference that I watched on the MLB Network, he was talking about not a parade like we're talking about here in San Diego. He's talking about parades. He expects to win multiple championships up there in L.A.
Yeah, but that's what every player says, that they want to win. Well, prove it. Then you don't have to make, $20 million a year. You can make $2 million a year and divert the money. Prove it if you want to win.
Yeah, well, some teams may not want to divert the money. They want to pay the guy now and not have to worry about it down the road. I mean, everybody's different. I mean, Max Scherzer, he's going to be getting paid after he's done being paid. He'll be paid by the Washington Nationals. And there's a few here and there, but, I don't know if teams stay away from that or players don't want to go down that road. Ohtani, obviously, is very comfortable with that because, he got a ton of money coming in from outside of baseball.
Yeah, I think it changed a lot. I think it opened a lot of eyes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how all that factors in down the road, because they also are going to owe not nearly as much, but they're going to owe Mookie Betts some deferred money when his career's over there. But you know what? Seems like the Dodgers got a bottomless pit. I mean, they're in the running for Yamamoto, and we heard that they offered him a long-term deal for about $250 million. I mean, when's enough enough? I mean, and there's never going to be a salary cap that I can see in baseball. Players Association wouldn't allow it at this point in time. It's going to be interesting. But, hey, Tyler, Merry Christmas to you and the family, and thanks so much for the phone call.
You as well, Coach. Talk to you later.
I appreciate that. Good call there. Yeah, maybe more players now down the road will do it. Not sure a lot of organizations want to do that. I think they'll do it if they think that's the only way they're going to be able to get a top-notch player. But I think a lot of organizations would probably you know, not want to go down that road. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Looking for those Aztec fans. You read the paper, you listen to the talk show this morning, you excited about what your new head football coach is getting done. Big basketball game tonight, 6 o'clock, Viejas Arena. Stanford coming to town to take on Brian Dutcher's ball club. USD got a game tonight against South Dakota. I got to tell you, man, Steve Lavin, he got a pretty good group of guys. I did their game on ESPN Plus when they played UCSD. They got beat that night, but they got some talent. They got some talent, a lot of young players. I mean, you know, their most consistent player, without a doubt, is the junior out of Coronado, Wayne McKinney III. He's a good player, a good, solid player, and really done a great job of getting himself in great shape. But they've got a lot of young players. I mean, they're one of the youngest Division I programs in all of America right now, and they're off to an 8-4 start. And they're going to give some teams. I don't expect them to, you know, finish in the upper echelon of the West Coast Conference this year. But I'll tell you what, you better show up and be ready to play, because they have enough of talent to win some games this year in the WCC. We'll take a quick timeout, come back, get to more of your calls. A lot to get to today between now and 2 o'clock. Thanks for joining us. Today and tomorrow, man, we're done. This is the John Contreras Show on 97.3 The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The time. We're going to get into a little Aztec football recruiting here in a minute. We're also going to get into talking about the basketball game tonight, but I want to get back to your calls. I want to get everyone in today and tomorrow, and the station will be pretty much dark until January 2nd. The boys in the morning are off. The boys in the afternoon are off. And Braden and I just kind of hanging out, talking sports with you great fans here in San Diego and Southern California, and really all over the country. We get calls from all over the country with that Odyssey app. Our phone number is 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. San Diego, Macayo, welcome to the John Contreras Show, my friend. How are you today? Oh, we lost Mikhail. All right, Brian, we got a little time here before we get to the bottom of the hour. I've been singing the praises all morning about Sean Lewis and San Diego State. I'm sure you probably had and you looked at it a little bit yesterday, but, you know, everything was finalized and, you know, you're able to sit back and kind of evaluate it. It looks like, considering everything, they did a pretty damn good job.
Yeah, they did do a great job in getting some guys from around the country and getting some guys from California and getting some guys from San Diego as well and keeping guys home. And, overall, I think they really quickly flipped, the recruiting class that they originally had scheduled. And, they went up the rankings a little bit, which is nice to see. I mean, obviously not in a spot where, you know, you could brag about yet, but, you know, understanding the circumstances of everything, being able to get some of these guys signed was great. And, some of them aren't even signed on 24/7 Sports than they are with the Aztecs. The Aztecs obviously are more official, so I'm sure their ranking will go up even more, after it's all said and done. But, a nice job by Sean Lewis to really flip this year's recruiting class very quickly.
Yeah, and, you know, just kind of looking at the recruiting class, you mentioned some local guys. You got the running back out of Modern Day Catholic, Anthony McMillan. You got his teammate, Isaiah Buxton, a cornerback. And then a pretty tall wide receiver, not a lot of weight on him, but he's 6'4", 180. A kid that actually is originally from Galveston, Texas, but played at Carlsbad this year, Will Cianfrini. I saw him just a couple of times on some highlights, but looks like he can run a little bit and got some size and can match up against maybe some cornerbacks that aren't quite as big. He could be a little bit more physical. So, three local kids, we'll see how they fare.
Yeah, it's good to see some of the local kids stay and, hopefully get an opportunity to be able to play and be able to represent their city here in town and develop as players. I mean, obviously that was a big talking point for Sean Lewis in kind of what he wanted to build here at San Diego State, is being able to get them as freshmen and develop them throughout and see them grow over 4 years here at San Diego State. And, those are some of the players that I think are going to be able to be impacted the most. Some of these guys that are local that hopefully they, stay throughout the 4 years and can really develop into some really good players for the Aztecs.
Braden, I was looking at the local kids that signed yesterday. And two of them, now that you and I are veterans are going to the Army-Navy game, there were a couple of players from San Diego that signed with Navy yesterday. Jaden Mangini, a linebacker out of La Jolla Country Day. He also had a great year as a quarterback. He's going to Navy. And Jude McClellan, a defensive lineman out of Carlsbad, going to Navy. And, those are basically appointments, not necessarily national letter of intent. I mean, they signed that, but to be able to get in the Navy, you have to have an appointment.
Yeah, you got to have a lot of different things to get in the Navy. You got to get, the Congress approval and from a congressman and all that other
you need a lot of letters of recommendation at a high level.
That's a fact, Coach. That's a fact. But congratulations to all of the local products here in San Diego that have been able to sign elsewhere, as well as the ones that were able to sign with San Diego State on National Signing Day.
I haven't tracked down all the kids that left San Diego State yet, and I don't know, maybe Kirk Kenny, maybe that's going to be his next project of all the guys that entered the transfer portal. I believe San Diego State had 21 players enter the transfer portal. I'd like to know where they all went. Now, Brandon Crenshaw-Dixon, who was on our show, one of their starting tackles, he ended up signing with Florida yesterday. Cade Bennett, he's going to your school, TCU, as is the linebacker Cooper McDonald going to TCU, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, TCU was able to get a couple of those players. And then, Marcus Radcliffe signed with UCLA, but he got offered by Texas A&M and Florida. So whether or not he decides to stay at UCLA or potentially go do some visits and maybe go to the SEC remain to be seen. But a lot of big-time schools picking up Aztec players in the transfer portal.
And by the way, I sent Marcus a nice little message congratulating him on UCLA, and he responded back. And I've never met him, but he's a local kid, and I always look out for the local kids.
Yeah, it's great for the local kids and the local products, and a lot to be excited about with San Diego State football here in the near future.
I mean, Aztec fans, they got to be pretty excited. I mean, when you got two national publications that are coming out and saying, hey, the Aztecs are number one by Rivals.com, number two by 247Sports.com. And if they sign Michael Harrison, that tight end, I mean, his letter of intent hasn't been signed yet. They haven't announced it. I don't know if, you know, what's going on there, if he's got, you know, cold feet, or, you know, maybe there's something academically they're having to look into before he can sign it. But who knows? Maybe even 24/7 Sports, if they sign him, maybe that'll boost him above Colorado State.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes on the 24/7 Sports website right now when it comes to San Diego State, almost like they just didn't even update it for the Aztecs. You know, because I look at it and it says the Aztecs only have 12 signs, which is not true. And there's some players on there that are still considered hard commits that they haven't said signed yet, which factors into the rating system. And those players have signed because the Aztecs have announced that they have signed. So, they're a little lacking there in the 24/7 department for San Diego State. I know they got to go through all the other schools as well, but I'm sure the Aztecs will climb the leaderboard.
Georgia did well again. Alabama did well again. I think Florida State did pretty well. I'm just going off the top of my hat from what I listened to a little bit last night on television. And, you know, I wish, you know, if we didn't have a radio show, yesterday at 12 o'clock, I'd have had my rear end sitting in a chair watching that recruiting stuff. I love that stuff. It's fascinating to me.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I thought, you know, being a TCU fan, I was obviously monitoring TCU. They finished, you know, as of right now, they're currently second in the Big 12, you know, with a really good score, did really well in recruiting, you know, for high school recruits. And they have the number four transfer list in the entire, in NCAA. They were able to pick up 14 commits in the transfer portal, and get the fourth best transfer recruiting class overall for the Horned Frogs. They're top 30, which is a place they want to be. And they actually did better in recruiting this year, coming off of a miserable season, than they did coming off a national championship run. And it's like you think about, you know, instead of, you know, focusing on trying to win a playoff game, they put all their efforts into recruiting because they have no bowl game to get prepared for. And, you know, they really hit it out of the park. And, you know, other schools that did that, in particular, your Texas Tech Red Raiders had a really good showing. They've done really well in Big 12 recruiting the last couple of years. And, you know, some new schools in the Big 12 in particular, UCF finished in the top four when it came to recruiting in not only the transfer portal, but also in overall recruits. And, you know, Colorado is very interesting to see. And people want to pay attention to Colorado. Colorado only signed six high school players and picked up like 15 transfer portal players. So it looks like the Buffaloes, who have the number one transfer class, according to 24/7 Sports, end up having the worst high school recruiting class and in the entire Big 12 conference. So obviously a big name to think about in the recruiting terms of what Deion Sanders is up to, and not really spending too much time with the high school kids, Coach.
Yeah, I don't see him going into too many homes, to be honest with you, like Nick Saban does. And again, Braden, I thought it was going to be 3 years or less for him at Colorado. And boy, if he has another season like this one, I don't know if he'll make it to year number three.
I think so either. You know, obviously it seems like they're really trying to beef up the roster for his kids that are on the team as of right now.
Hey, I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to stay with Sean Lewis. I'm really impressed by this guy. I'm looking forward to meeting him. We've got some sound from his press conference yesterday we'll get to, and we're going to get into Aztec basketball. We're going to get to your phone calls at 833-288-0973. Reminder, coming up top of the hour, he'll be at the Holiday Bowl next week. Our buddy Pete Arbogast, longtime voice of the USC Trojans. Bernie Wilson from the Associated Press going to talk a little Padres with us, and San Diego sports in general. General at 12:35. Skyler will be in at 1 o'clock, our college football Saturday get together, and then Ryan Horvath, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, at 1:35. But we're going to hear from Aztec head football coach Sean Lewis when we return to the John Quintero Show right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, 11:36 the time right now. Hey, remember, primetime NFL games are available free from Westwood One and live here on 97.3 The Fan and on the Odyssey app tonight at 4:30. There's going to be a big game tonight. Both teams coming in at 7-7. You can listen to the Saints and the Rams. And next Monday, a Christmas Day triple header starting at 9:30 a.m. right here on 97.3 The Fan. And again, at 4:30 tonight, or simply download the Odyssey app and search for 97.3 The Fan at kickoff. Yeah, that game tonight going to be a good one. The Saints and the Rams going at it up there at SoFi. All righty, Braden, we're going to play a little sound here from Sean Lewis and some really good comments by Sean Lewis. We've been talking a lot about what San Diego State was able to get done during recruiting. And here's yesterday, after they had all the John Hancocks on the national letter of intent, here's what Coach Lewis's opening statement to the media.
The staff did an unbelievable job, from the on-the-field coaches to the operations staff, the recruiting department, to make all this come together, and all these great young men that we're about to discuss, you know, kind of just some highlights of the class. As we are right now, you know, there's 21 total signees that are in that we can talk about. There's still more work that's going to be done. We're still closing as we move through the day in the next couple days. Half of those signees are from California, so again, keeping our guys home. Three transfers are coming back home. Obviously, the majority of this was put together in the past 3 weeks, but we're really, really excited about the commits that we had on board that have decided to stay on board with us. You know, again, for our high school kids, where our recruiting will always start, is, you know, 11 of the signees right now are high school kids. We put a big premium on multi-sport athletes, so 6 out of the 11 are multi-sport athletes. 7 of those 11 won some sort of Player of the Year awards for their respective leagues or positions, and we have 7 all-state, all-league, all-city performers. So, again, really proud of the effort that everyone did. You know, it was a great job, again, collectively by everyone, and really excited to brag on these guys for a little bit.
Okay, Coach Lewis mentioned that they signed 21 there. Well, at the end of the day, they'd signed 26. Again, 15 high school players, 11 college transfers. Here's what he had to say when he was asked by a member of the media. What were they trying to accomplish during this recruiting period?
Yeah, I mean, again, the biggest thing was getting to know the guys, seeing where they were at, what they loved about the program, if they became the head coach, what they would like to change, and just getting a feel for where they were, who was going to be still with us, who had other options and other decisions that were going to be made, and who was leaving. And then as those decisions were made, where were their holes? Obviously, we got to be strong along both lines, O-line, D-line. We're still working to continue to solidify that. Obviously, there were some really good players that were a part of the program that have gotten other opportunities, and I'm happy for them. And then again, as we transition, you know, the style, we got to get the guys that we know on the roster are in the right position so that they can maximize their ability, and then get guys that, you know, we know can do the things that we're going to be asking them to do as well as they come in. So, you know, we're in a great place with where the locker room is. We got to continue to recruit the heck out of them, right? And then adding these guys as well through the next few days and as we get to the start of the spring semester, but happy where we are.
Well, that's a key point, and I want to make sure you understood that. He goes, we got to re-recruit the guys that were here. I mean, every day now you got to recruit guys. You got to tell them how great they are, and if you're not number one on the portal, it seems like A lot of guys want to transfer out and all this and that. So, you know, it is what it is. It's the way college athletics, unfortunately, have gone. I don't know, when you're transferring here, transferring there, to me, unless a coach left, you got to kind of stick it out and find that. That's what sports is all about, man. Deal with adversity. Coming back from being knocked down and get back up and show how much fight you have. But now, I don't know what we're teaching young people walking away from things right and left. There's always a time to walk away for a good reason, but man, when you got to compete, you're gonna have to compete wherever you go. You're gonna go to three or four other schools or drop down a division so you can play. I mean, some guys probably will, but it's just, I don't know what we're teaching a lot of young athletes right now. A very interesting question yesterday. I mentioned earlier that there were 21 Aztecs. Now former Aztecs had entered the transfer portal. Sean Lewis talked a little bit about, you know, dealing with guys that have entered the transfer portal and, you know, all coaches have to go through it, and his emotions about it.
No, I'm not disappointed at all. I don't think it would have mattered if Vince Lombardi came and sat down in that office, that those young men and their family had a decision that they felt was best for them. They did that, and that's the landscape of college football right now. This is talent acquisition in the world that we're living in. You either adapt or you die to what's going on. And so we're going to be fluid. And I appreciate the majority of those guys came in and had a conversation, did it the right way. And again, they've made some good decisions that they feel are best for them. And I wish them nothing but the best. And it allowed us to know exactly where we were, you know, on day one, to be able to go attack and do the things that we needed to do.
Well, the thing is, you never want a ball player to be in a program he doesn't really want to be in, because you're never going to get the maximum out of him, and he's not going to get the maximum out of himself. So, hey, wish everyone all the best. And a lot of times the grass isn't greener, though, when it comes to competing, I can tell you that. All right, Sean Lewis talked about the coaching staff and how all that's breaking out and who's doing what, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, Coach Lindley, Coach Bojay, Coach Sum, all did a tremendous job. Obviously, having local ties, knowing where, you know, where to go, who was important, the connections that need to be made, have really helped bridge the gaps. We'll continue to bridge the gaps. And yeah, there's going to be an opportunity for Coach Lindley to stay on board as our senior analyst. And if that's what's best for him and his family, we've had that discussion. I'm really hopeful that he embraces that opportunity, because he's a tremendous man, and he's a tremendous value add to our organization as we move forward.
Could you talk a little bit about this?
Well, Ryan Lindley, you know, a man of integrity, I will tell you that. I've known Ryan since he was a young quarterback at El Capitan High School. I remember on a Friday night, him and his dad came over and were a part of my high school show when I was at 1090, and followed his career at San Diego State. I'm a big Ryan Lindley fan. I'm glad he's back in San Diego. I hope he stays on the Aztec staff. And, you know, I'll be very honest with you. I think if Sean Lewis comes in here and does what I think he is capable of doing, I don't know if he'll be here all that long. He'll be here 3 years. I don't know if he'll be here 5 years. And Ryan Lindley, you know, he'd been around, been at Utah, been at Mississippi State before he came to San Diego State. But prior to coming to State, he didn't have a lot of on-field experience as a coach. And he's an extremely smart guy. And I could see him, you know, being an analyst. Eventually somebody on Sean Lewis's staff leaves, Ryan jumps back on the field, he'll continue to do what he does. And I could see him someday being the Aztec head football coach, but not, you know, in the next 2 to 3 years. But, you know, he continues to gain experience, and hopefully he'll stay, because I think he brings a lot to the table, especially the credibility in the community. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see, but I know this. He was out recruiting his tail off, and I don't think he would sell recruits on San Diego State, even though he's a proud alum, unless he planned on staying. And so I'm very hopeful that he will stay with this program. Okay, Braden, one more I want to play. I want to hear Sean Lewis's comments officially now after they signed the quarterback out of Indianapolis Cathedral High School, Danny O'Neill.
Meaningful relationship, right? We go way back from when I identified him at Kent State. I knew he was going to be above our head there, right? And then got to and built that relationship out, really got to know what was important to him and his family, and, you know, those roots and those connections that we've talked about a lot since we've been here, about how it's people and building trust. You know, they were able to withstand a lot that has transpired, and to bring him here, to have him on the Mesa with us, again, really excited, right? He'll be here in January. He's an early enrollee. And again, just like Bucks and just like Tate, like, he's going to have an opportunity to compete. We'll put the ball down and we'll see where things sort out.
Is his ability in the pocket, his ability to move the pocket, what is unique about him?
I think his competitive nature makes him unique. He's a very humble and hungry kid. He has a wide breadth of skills and abilities. He's not just, you know, a pocket passer. He can move outside the pocket. He's very accurate. You know, when you get invited to the Elite 11, you're one of the 11 best in the country. You know, your skill set and your mindset is pretty high.
And that was your head coach at San Diego State, Sean Lewis, talking about Danny O'Neill and some great comments. Thought you might enjoy listening to those. Let's get back to the phones. Our phone number again, if you want to get in today, 833-288-0973. Coming up top of the hour, Pete Arbogast, longtime play-by-play voice of the USC Trojans, will be joining us. Talk about Lincoln Riley's ball club. Going to be interesting to see who's playing for them, and we'll get into that with Pete as they get ready to come down the freeway to take on Louisville next week in the DirecTV Holiday Bowl. Michael in Claremont, welcome to the John Quintero Show. How you doing today? I guess Michael's not there. All right, Braden, well, let's roll right now. We got plenty
of
time.
I'm here, Coach.
Oh, there you go, Michael. How you doing?
Sorry, my mute button got hit. I'm doing okay, Coach, but I'm a little upset. I'm a little upset today regarding my wide receiver on the Pittsburgh Steelers, George Pickens, and his refusal to block.
Well, then why don't they cut him?
I would find a trade spot for him immediately. He did not want to block because he said he was afraid he might get injured.
Well, then trade him. Release him.
I don't know. Pittsburgh seems to get these guys to have attitudes sometimes. A couple of weeks ago, Deontay Johnson didn't go after a ball that was fumbled right in front of him.
Deontay Johnson, I would have cut him off. I would have cut him after the game, to be honest with you. That's unacceptable. I know he eventually came back and apologized, but you know what? Totally unacceptable.
Absolutely not. You know, George Pickens, he's lucky that Warner didn't get his knee blown out on that play because he didn't block. And then what's he going to say to Warren? Sorry, bro. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, obviously things are not going all that well there in Pittsburgh right now. And I know Tomlin's under a lot of pressure. The front office is under a lot of pressure. I don't know if there are going to be changes made at the end of the year if they don't make the playoffs. But, boy, a lot of unevil and unrest this past year in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll pick it up. I don't blame Tomlin. I'm like you, Coach. You're a Tomlin fan. I'm a big Tomlin fan. All he asked for is 100% effort, and if the results happen, don't turn the ball over and see if we can win the ball game. But the effort doesn't seem to be there.
No, and you know what? I'll tell you how you remedy that. In football, there's no guaranteed contracts. You perform or you get the job done, okay? You cut it. You cut one guy and everybody else, you'll send a message to them.
I agree, Coach. Anyway, thanks for taking my call. Have a great holiday.
All right, Michael, very happy holidays to you. Brad, let's get to today's Coach's Corner. There's some stories out there aside from talking recruiting and college basketball. What do you got today?
While Coach and Braden have been keeping you updated on everything going on in San Diego,
it's actually pronounced San Diego.
There have been other big headlines throughout the country in the sports world.
Hey, don't worry. You don't have to make up stories here. Save that for court.
Time to find out what's trending in sports and get Coach Quintero's take with Coach's Corner on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, we'll start with the Pittsburgh Steelers coach. Steelers quarterback Kenny Pickett is out Saturday against the Bengals, according to head coach Mike Tomlin, who officially named Mason Rudolph as the starter. Pickett underwent tightrope surgery on his right leg to go return to practice this week and was a limited participant each day. Tomlin said Monday that the door was ajar for Pickett to play against Cincinnati, but he ultimately ruled out the second-year quarterback immediately after Thursday's practice. It'll be Mason Rudolph for the Pittsburgh Steelers on Saturday against the Bengals.
Yeah, his backup will be the veteran Mitch Trubisky, who started last week.
Number two.
Keeping it in that particular game, with Kenny Pickett being unable to play for Pittsburgh, It's Ja'Marr Chase that's unable to play for the Bengals. He is out for Saturday's game against, he was out against the Steelers on Saturday. Chase, who is the seventh in the NFL in receiving yards and receptions, did not practice all week as he continues to recover from a sprained AC joint in his right shoulder suffered during last week's win over the Vikings. We just ultimately made the decision that this week isn't going to happen. Bengals coach Zach Taylor said after Thursday's practice, Taylor did not give an indication on how long the two-time Pro Bowler would be out, but referenced the time the Bengals will have before a Week 17 showdown with the Kansas City Chiefs on December 31st. No Ja'Marr Chase in this game either, Coach.
Well, that's a definite problem, I think, for Cincinnati right there. I mean, he's a dynamic receiver, and I think when completely healthy, he's in the top five in the league. I mean, he runs good routes. He's got great hands. He's got great speed. He can get deep. He runs the intermediary routes very good. I mean, he's a complete package. He's really explosive receiver.
Number three.
U.S. Bank Stadium, the home of the Vikings, will become the latest NFL facility to replace its playing surface with a version of artificial turf that rates better in injury data. Minnesota Sports Facilities Authority, which owns and operates the stadium, approved a $1.3 million bid for the project Thursday. It replaced the slit film turf, which is associated with the highest rate of lower extremity non-contact injuries among the types of artificial turfs used in NFL stadiums. Based on data compiled by the NFL and NFL Players Association's Joint Surfaces Committee, in its place, the MSFA will install a monofilament version called the ACT Global Extreme Turf DX. A lot of big words. Vikings are changing their turf. Do you think more teams will change their turf, Coach?
Well, yeah, I think they should. And I also think the National Football League should mandate whatever is supposed to be the safest turf after they do all the examinations. I don't care how much money it costs. I mean, you got to take care of your employees. And that's what players are employees. And, you know, let's look out for the players, okay? And I know it's all about money, money, money for the owners and the front office people and that. But let's take care of the players, man. Way too many injuries in all sports these days.
Number four.
Major League Baseball Competition Committee tinkering with a couple of things. They approved several rule changes for the 2024 season, including subtracting 2 seconds from the pitch timer with men on base from 20 seconds to 18 seconds, while also widening the runner's lane to first. Previously, batters had to essentially run on the dirt between the foul line and the 3-foot line or be in risk of being called out for interference. Now that lane will extend to the cut of the infield grass. The distance between the foul line and the infield grass will be between 18 and 24 inches in all parks, with some limited grace periods granted by MLB due to difficulty in modifying the field. The rest of the changes for 2024 relate to the pace of the game as the league tries to trim time on the margins. MLB said the average 9-inning game increased by 7 minutes from April to September last year, the first season with a pitch clock. With men on base, pitchers will have 18 seconds instead of 20 to begin their motion to home. However, there won't be any changes to the clock when the bases are empty. Hurlers still have 15 seconds to begin their delivery in those situations. According to the league, pitchers began their deliveries with an average of 7.3 seconds remaining on the 20-second timer in 2023. Mound visits are also reduced by 1. They go from 5 to 4. They talked about the pitch timer. There's a couple other things in there as well, but those are the main rule changes for Major League Baseball going in next season.
We're still waiting to find out for Major League Baseball. What's the perfect baseball game? Is it 2 hours or 2 hours and 15 minutes, 2 hours and 30, 2 hours and 35? What's the perfect time? I mean, why the base lanes? Come on. Well, let's get serious here. I mean, this game is becoming more unwatchable by the season right now. And they talk about they want to recruit, you know, younger fans, younger fans, younger fans. What about the longtime baseball fans that are starting to get turned off by some of these ridiculous rules?
None of their target audience is watching their sport. And these rules aren't making them watch their sport.
I agree with you.
They're not.
Totally
they don't care.
You know when people start really following baseball? It's when they have kids and they're going to Little League fields and they have Little League night at the ballpark. That's when dads and moms really kind of get into it.
And it's always been like that, Coach. Like the, but those are the people that have money to go to games too. I mean, people, kids my age and younger, who they like the target audience. One, they don't care, and two, they've made the prices for all these games way too expensive. Why would you ever get into this game?
Yeah, that baseball. Rob Manfred. Oh, unbelievable. Good job, Braden. Okay, we're going to get to the top of the hour. When we come back to kick off the lunchtime hour, our buddy, longtime play-by-play voice of the USC Trojans, Pete Arbogast, will kick off the third hour of the John Quintero Show right here on 97.3 The Fan. Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to the John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.